Não é verdade.
Alô, Rabbi
Alô?
Lubin.
Alô? Alô, alô. Alô, alô. Okay. Let me see. What they got? Not a minute, half a minute.
Rabbi, what does it mean? Baruch HaTzaddikim says that a person should have bitachon that Mashiach is going to come in his days. What kind of bitachon is that?
I don't know. I never heard that. If he'd be talking, he could come. If he's not be talking, he's gonna come. I never heard that.
Shara Simcha.
I mean, it's hard to say you have be talking because there's a lot of the Mashiach didn't come. All those dairies since the Arche Tzaddikim. So what they had the wrong to have be talking and it didn't work. I don't know. It sounds
He
difficult.
says, "Sheyavi biyom of Teshuva liYisrael v'yivne Yerushalayim." Is going to be in his days.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe it means that theoretically, if Klai Yisrael be Roy, it would happen. Doesn't sound that way from the words, but it could happen. It's tough to happen. Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
Thank
We
you.
don't. You know, the world says that we don't talk. They don't talk about Mashiach that much because the Babbage took Mashiach. The Zionists took Hebrew. And we can't talk about it. But I don't know. We do hold the Mashiach. But I don't know. I don't know to say that Mam is coming. That's to be talking. You know, you're hoping. Okay, let us start. So we're going to start the next Isis. We have 2 days. Tomorrow is my last day. And then I'm going Be'er Shem to Yisrael, and then ready to Iran. So tomorrow we're ending for the summer. Okay, and I'll Be'er Shem will hope Be'er Shem continue Be'er Shem. Hello. Exactly.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Exactly.
Thank you, Rebbe.
When exactly? I don't know, I have to check the dates. I think they're starting here August 22nd or 23rd. I don't know, which is we'll see. I like to start the same day we start. This makes it easier for me. Okay. Anyway, so we're starting the next Tisus. Kaivin is Rabbo, the very famous Tisus. In Taimar, Amai Kaifim. Let's just read the beginning. There's a few problems on this Tisus, and then we'll try and go back over it. Just the beginning of Tisus. In Taimar, Amai Kaifim. They say essay to prove who. So it's very unclear. I think it's a big machlekes in this svarim. What does Taisus want? Does Taisus want that he should marry a shivcha, or does Taisus want that he should marry a bas chayrim? So pashas the lashon is, essay the pruvu. The Yitzra Losa say, Lo Yeh Kodesh. Lo Yeh Kodesh is a meal. So that means the Chayyar the Taibis wants what? What does Taibis want? They should marry a Bas Chayrin or a Shifcha?
Oh, then it would be a Shifcha because that's when he's over. That's when he's over on the Lo Yeh Kodesh, no?
Lo Yeh Kodesh. If it will be a shifcha, it should be lo yeh kadesha, no?
Why? No.
Kadesha, lo yeh
kadesha is when a Jewish woman is behaving inappropriately, no?
Is there a pasuk of lo yeh kadesh?
Is he? Kadesha means that the woman is a zayna, but here, not the woman. If he marries a bas chayrim. There's nothing wrong with the woman. It's wrong with him. I don't know. That's called Lo Yeh Kodesh?
I'm not sure.
Is there a pasuk Lo Yeh Kodesh?
I don't think there's a pasuk. I think that's just a play on the words. He's just supplying it. I don't think there's such a pasuk. So there's a
could there be an iser on him to do something that would make her a kadesha?
Is an iser on everybody to do parship shot when you do nus? It's a mutual iser. Just get 1 second. So, you know, anytime there's nus, both parties are over. If a kohen marries a grusha, so the iser is not just on the grusha, on the kohen, the iser is also on the grusha. So both parties, but the question is, what is the shame of the iser? So
why is the grusha over Nisr? Maybe she's just over for Lifnei Eve or something like that.
That's question. That's what they seem to say.
And the mitzvah's on him. There's no mitzvah on her, on the grusha. A kohen can't marry a grusha, so she's just maybe a Lifnei Eve. But I'm saying, why is she over in Isra Lav? She hasn't an Isra marry a kohen.
Well, part of first the
is not... So the there's apparently I didn't hear the Maram in Gittin. I got the Maram in Gittin. The Maram in Gittin. This type is repeated in Gittin. And Daf Mem. Aleph. So the Maram in Gittin says, just with the Maram. Maram in Gittin says, the Fib Rieta. He means, he says, Parship Shad and Taibis says he would marry a Bas Chayrin. So he says, you know, I think he's saying like Sandy, that if he would marry a Bas Chayrin, so he shouldn't have said, Lo Ye Kadesh. But he said, it said, Lo Tehiye Kadesha. Because the Isser is on the Bas Chayrim. The Bas Chayrim is marrying an Eved. So he says, he should have said, Lo Tehiye Kadesha. And the second shot is that Taisus means they should marry a Shivcha. If you marry a Shivcha, you're not Mikayim Pruvu, because Taisus said before, Shivcha doesn't have Chiyas. So he means that you'll get Sheves.
Have us called to him?
Yes.
That's a pella, no, because that's not even a mitzvah saseh. Even real Sheves pastus is a darabanan.
Yes. In other words, it that depends. Well, but we say Sheves is a mitzvah rabbah. So that's a parents of machlokes achrayim. And as you see, you look at that maram, yes, the maram in Gittin. So he says he has two pshatim. Either Tavis's kasha is that he should marry a bas chayrin. So marry a bas chayrin. So then he marries a bas chayrin. So then you're going to fulfill mitzvah's pruvu. So the chur, that should have been the gasha. That's a much better gasha. He'll get pruvu because his ben chayrin will marry a bas chayrin. But the maram wants him to die in the lashon of Taisus, that for some strange reason, why would Taisus do such a thing? Taisus is asking that he should marry a shivcha. You don't get a mitzvah pruvu, but you get shevis. And Sheves caught, but it is a very strange because Taisus in the previous Taisus says even Sheves you don't get, right? That's what Taisus in the top Taisus said, even Sheves you don't get. So the Maram is saying that, but since Fort, we wouldn't be, but Shem is called to, and that's good enough to make for a Deicha Esay Deicha Losa say. Okay.
I mean, I'm a little lost. We're on the, in the Kofen is Rabo, that Tosis.
Yeah, we're in the Tosis Kofen is Rabo.
At the beginning of the Tosis?
Kasha, the first line.
Right.
In Tamar, Amai Kofen, why do we have to set him free? Let him stay a Chatsi Eva and Chatsi Ben Chayim.
Right.
He has on him a mitzvah. So then his essay, De Pruvu, the Yitra Los essay, Toye Kaddish.
Oh.
So apparently, I don't have the grammar, but Sandy, I guess, got it right. That Lotye Kodesh means that the problem is that the lady, Lotye Kodesh means that the Lotye Kodesh implies, he says, that
he's marrying the Shifcha.
That the lady,
the Ben Choron Shebo is marrying the Shifcha.
What?
The Ben Choron Shebo is marrying the Shifcha.
The Ben Choron Shebo is marrying a Shifcha.
That's the, he can't do that because he's a Kaddish. No.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know exactly what the word Loye Kaddish. Kaddish means a Zayin. The word Kaddish means a Zayin, I think.
That's Kadesha.
Kadesha means Yuchid.
Kadesh goes on him too, no? A man's not allowed to be promiscuous either.
Right. So the man is being a Kadesh. Why is a man being a Kadesh? Because
he's being promiscuous.
He's marrying a Shifcha. Okay, you know, that's the question. So the whether is it means a man's marrying a Shifcha and the Easter is because the Ben Chayre is marrying a Shifcha. Or is he marrying a Bas Chayrin? And the problem is because the Eved is marrying it with the girl. So the Maram has two pshatim in Gittin. So the problem is if it means that he's marrying a Bas Chayrin, so then David's Kasha sounds very good. Because if he marries a Bas Chayrin, so he gets a priyavu, and he gets at least in his ben chayrin shaba, is marrying a bas chayrin, they get a priyavu. But if you learn that he's marrying a shifcha, so Taivis in the first taisa said that a shifcha doesn't have chias, and therefore Taivis says you really don't fulfill the mitzvah priyavu or shabbos. So the Maram has to say that Taivis means Shabbos Koldu. So it's a very strange. It's one thing, the way we understood Taivis before in the first Taivis, is that Taivis was just saying, if you have Shabbos Koldu, so we're not going to be kaifin. But not that Shabbos Koldu is such a gewaltig thing. Apparently the Maram is learning different shot in first Taivis, and we learned it. In other words, that's pretty much what's happening here. The Taivis in the first Taisus says, "Imar says Lisa Shifcha in a Yachal." Taivis makes a diik. If you could marry a Shifcha, then we wouldn't be Kaifin. So Taivis said, "Why not? Because it's Shabbos Kaldu." So we understood Pshat in Taisus is that since it's Shabbos Kaldu. So, okay, even though it's really a little bit, you owe me $1,000, you give me $10, even though it's very little, but once I got something, I'm not kaifin. But even though 99% I didn't get. But the Maram is apparently learning shot that the reason why we're not kaifin is because I got 99%. So therefore, Taivis has a kasha. You see, Shevet's called to who is considered 99%. So then you should say, Esay Daichalosa say. Right? In other words, that's how he's learning. Okay, you still look in the Maram and Gittin. But
it makes sense.
What? Yes.
No, just without any Bikias or anything, or just a potential answer to Rebbe's question, according to Maram, why wouldn't Tosis ask this better question of Puruvu?
Yes.
Perhaps that doesn't work for a say docha lo say, because it can't be docha the bas chorins, the loki kadesha is her lav. So maybe his mitzvah saseh pervu can't be docha her lav.
Okay, we'll have to see. I mean, Tavis sort of answers that anyway, but you say that's only maybe even Tavis in his habit. Tavis answers that anyway, that it can't be docha her lav.
But yeah, but if she's a shivcha, she has a love of marrying him.
So that's apparently, you have to say, because whenever he has an issue, she has an issue. So maybe what Rafi's saying is that Tavis and his Havamina, in other words, was that her love, that the love of Lote Kodesh, which is coming from the so that you could be daicha even for her. And then David's answer is you can't. It would be a bas chayrin. So then again, then you're being daicha again. If she's a bas chayrin, so her iser is having bia with an evan, and there's no mitzvah having bia with an evan. That I hear what you're saying. In other words, if it's having beer with a shivcha, so there is a mitzvah for him to have beer with a shivcha. So it at least, so that's matter the iser, but then she agav, since his mitzvah, she gets her mitzvah. This bia with a shivcha is a mitzvah, but the avera is that his ben chayrin, not her ben chayrin. Okay, maybe
isn't she getting shavas in both scenarios, whether she's a shivcha or she's a bas chayrin? So her imperative or right to be doing anything should be the same.
No, because we're not assuming that she's Deicha because of Shevis, because she could have gotten Shevis by marrying anyone. The Havamina that she can be Deicha, that she there is his Deicha, is that his mitzvah is works for her also. That would be the Havamina. That since he cannot get the mitzvah any other way, and therefore, he has his mitzvah has a right to be daicha his iser, so his mitzvah can be daicha her iser. So Rafi's saying that if his mitzvah is to marry a shivcha, and so that's daicha the iser of a ben chayre marrying a shivcha. So it can be daicha also her iser of marrying a ben chayrin shifra. But if his iser is marrying a chatzi evan, marrying a bas Yisrael, which is really in a certain sense the iser is on her, the ikar iser is on her, so then you can't necessarily take his mitzvah, and be matter her iser.
But wouldn't the iser be on him? If there's an iser on her, there's an iser on him.
Just right, like but, if there's an iser on him, Rafi's there's an iser on saying her. That the iser on the second party is only on a second step. It's like the primary iser, and then there's the derivative iser. But since there's a primary iser, the meta, there's an iser on the other person for being bringing about this iser. So if the primary iser is on him, so then he wants to see me saying that there's a mitzvah and essay, which is daicha that iser. And then just like the iser carries over to her, the iser carries over to her because there's an iser on him. So since on him the essay is daicha, so on her the essay is daicha, as Rafi say. But if the primary iser is on her, and then she doesn't have any mitzvah, so then it doesn't necessarily work because he has a mitzvah, his mitzvah is going to be daicha her iser. that maybe Tavis never entertained the Havamina. In other words, if she only gets the Isser because she gets his Isser, so then if his Isser is taken off, her Isser is also taken off. That was Tavis's Havamina. That's what Rafi's saying. So if the he's marrying a Shifcha, the Taina is on him. Yeah, why are you marrying a Shifcha? Then there's a Taina on her. Why are you causing me machshu him and me marrying a Shifcha? So if he has an essay Daicha to be matter that, then we're going to take off the Isser on her also. That was a Havamina. Because the only reason there's an Isser on her is because there's an Isser on him. If I cared, it's moving up in the world. It's because it's an Isser on him. And why is she bringing about an Isser on him? So then the type is out of Havamina. And since for him it's mutter because of essay Daicha, so it's going to be mutter for her. Type's answer is we don't say that. Rafi's saying, but if the Isser is on her primary, because she's marrying an Evan, and there's no mitzvah at all on that, there's no mitzvah on her, so there's no reason why that should become mutter. Okay, maybe. Okay, but let's go further. This is one interesting shayla, but this is not what I want to get into. So Tavis has a shayla, you should essay Dechel also say. But Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, this is where there's a lot of interesting things. I mean, a lot of it. The in the Me'akar Lav L'Mekayim essay. This is, we learn in Yavam is that in order to say essay Dechel also say, it has to be Be'idna. Right. In other words, the Rishiva always says the ends don't justify the means. But there is a rule of essay daichal also say, but that has certain halachic restrictions. And one of the restrictions of essay daichal also say is it has to be be'idna. So here, it's not be'idna. Why? The be'idna in the akalav, the kaim essay, the mishasa oracle over the lav. You over the lav when you do the ara. The essay, the pruvul on the kayim at Gemar Bia. And the essay you don't get till the Gemar Bia. Right? Which means, because obviously, if the guy would just do Ha'ara and not do Gemar Bia, then there's no pruvul because she can't become pregnant from a Ha'ara. So you have to have the Zerah has to come out for the potential for her to become pregnant. So there's no pruvul until the Gemar Bia. So it's not Be'idna. The Pruvu comes, and when the Zera comes out of the Gemar Bia, and the Aveira comes at the Hara. Okay, this is first answer. Okay, so what's the, everyone jumps on this Taisus. Everyone, but this is where there's a lot of Arichas. Minchas Chinuch jumps. I sent you the copy. What's the Minchas Chinuch's problem?
Kids.
What?
The rate is you have to have the kids. They're supposed to be whether it's a boy, boy, words, girl. That's what it shot, is.
The Gemar Bia is not the Gemar, is not the mitzvah. You don't get the mitzvah approval when we Gemar Bia. The mitzvah approval paship shot is a result when you get to bring about a certain result. So you don't get that mitzvah until you successfully brought about that result. Person has Gemar Bia and the woman doesn't become pregnant. The person, even if she became pregnant and she miscarried, Zat Lechaira, Sapshat, he was Yaitse Priyavu, and then he stopped being Yaitse. Pashup Shat is, he wasn't Yaitse Priyavu. So the pruvu you only get when you have not even just one kid, you have to have two kids. So how can Tavis says that the mitzvah only comes with the Gemar Bia? That's not true. The mitzvah comes when you have the children.
That doesn't mess up Tosis.
What?
Terah. I'm saying it doesn't mess up. Tosis could have said that and answered this question, right, too.
But Tavis makes it like this, this minute split between the Ha'ara and the Gemar Bia. This is so much easier that the mitzvah is not nigmar until you have children, and there's not even a, and it's surely not a and there's a suffek, you might not have children. There's no vada, you're going to have a child. There's no rive that says every bia causes a child. There's no such rive. There's a rive, maybe eventually you have a child, but not a, no such rive. So it's so much an easier answer. It's not even, it's an, not the end of for five, you know, so far since 9 months later, and we don't even, we don't know if that's going to happen. And there's no reason to assume it's going to happen. Edamai, so I think the Minchas Chinuch says, Edamai, Tavis means, when Tavis says that the Hesed is proven in Omekayim, I don't know, maybe it's a little daichek in the Lashon, but he wants to say, he doesn't mean Mekayim. He means you're Mekayim the Hechsher. The mitzvah you don't get till later. But at least you did the Hechsher. And the Hechsher can be daichek. In other words, when we say, I say daichek, also say, so it doesn't have to be dafka kiyum of the mitzvah, but even a Hechsher of the mitzvah. He says, if that's the case, so then what's there?
Then the hara is also Hechsher mitzvah.
The hara is also Hechsher. So we might as well. Apparently, Tavis doesn't hold of Hechsher mitzvah.
Now you can say it's a Hechsher.
There are people that hold that Hechsher mitzvah is daicha. But he says, and that's not, that's called the indah, if it's mamish Hechsher mitzvah. But you see, in the chayra, that Tavis doesn't hold of Hechsher mitzvah. If Tavis held of Hechsher mitzvah, then he wouldn't have an answer, because Ara is also a Hechsher mitzvah.
Maybe that's Hechsher the Hechsher.
I don't know. It was Hechsher. I don't know if there's such a thing of Hechsher the Hechsher. You know, there's a,
yeah, sure, we say that.
Is that even though it's not the mitzvah, but it's a necessity. What I care if it's a Hechsher.
He seems to define a Hechsher mitzvah as anything that is needed.
Right.
That's how he's defining Hechsher mitzvah. Anything that without it, you can't get to it.
Right. You know, the svara of Hechsher, because you need it. So what do I care if it's Hechsher, the Hechsher, Hechsher? It's all the same thing. It's a necessity.
I would have said that it's
the
not
lav itself. The lav, that's for the mitzvah, but the lav itself is different.
Well,
I mean, he's over the Isra. You can see he's over the Isra, the Aret. In order to be over the lav, he doesn't need the Gemara Bia. So that's not called the Hechsher mitzvah. In other words, if he's over
Hechsher, the we're talking on the mitzvah. The mitzvah is pruvu. So the Minchas Chinuch is assuming that the mitzvah of pruvu is when you have a child. So the Gemara Bia is a Hechsher. So the Aret is also a Hechsher. That's his kasha. So Manashach, if Tavis holds to the concept of Hechsher, so even the Aret should be mutter. If Tavis holds that the mitzvah, there's no such thing as Hechsher, that even if you could skip somehow the Hara and go straight to the Gemara Bia, it should still be Aser. Yeah, I'm sorry, what cut you off?
No, I would have said that it's not a matter of how many different levels of Hechsher there are, but you have to do everything you can do for the Maisa Mitzvah. You can't control what happens next. But if you do your Maisa Mitzvah, that qualifies for a Seder Chalei Saseh. If you do half of your Maisa Mitzvah or a quarter, even though that might be Hechsher the Hechsher, but you don't get to a Seder Chalei Saseh until you're done. What happens after you're done is not your business. You may not have a Kiyum Mitzvah, but a Seder Chalei Saseh means you did everything you can do.
Okay, so you're saying a Kiddush and a Seder Chalei Saseh. In other words, you're saying that, you know, there's two, you know, there's, You want to say that the answer, the type is, oh, avada, the kiya mitzvah preview only comes when you have a kid. When Taita says the lashon, the essay, the preview, no mikayim, agmar bia, he doesn't mean you get the mitzvah. He says you did everything you could do. You fulfilled your maisa mitzvah. And the full maisa mitzvah then is what makes the essay daicha.
The last step is not my chiddush. That's even if you said Hechsher mitzvah, that's even more of a chiddush.
Okay, but the problem is, okay, now there's a full full maisa mitzvah. Okay. It's a little schwer because first of all, that's a big chiddush. that you don't need the key of mitzvah, you just need the to be in the, you just need the ma'isa mitzvah. Also, the chayra, if lo yitzur there's no child, then there's no ma'isa mitzvah either. No, because it's only becomes a ma'isa mitzvah, the chayra, if there's a child. If there's no child, if the mitzvah, if the kiyama mitzvah is a child, so the ma'isa that brings about the kiyama, the kiyama mitzvah is a ma'isa mitzvah. But if this ma'isa, kapeshmaya galya, that this ma'isa doesn't bring, is not going to bring about a child, then the chayra, it's not a ma'isa mitzvah.
Yeah, but if we want to call this a hachshav mitzvah, then you could say that, you know, 100 bias are considered a hachshav mitzvah for the bia that was, that you know,
okay, that she was conceived. In other words, if you learn, but does not say that. In other words, if you learn that there's a heter of hachshav mitzvah, so then, yeah, then you could say, listen, in order to get to the end result, I got to keep on trying to have bias. What else can I do? So every bia is a hachshav mitzvah, even if it won't succeed. But Dov is saying, Tavis obviously doesn't hold the Hechsher Mitzvah. Tavis holds that you need the mitzvah itself. He said, but you don't need the mitzvah, the Kiyama Mitzvah, you just need the Maisa Mitzvah.
So Dov, is that what you meant? I thought Dov meant that, you know, the Hechsher Mitzvah itself is only when you complete the whole thing.
Okay, I don't know. I have to ask him. I thought he was saying that, no, we're not saying Hechsher Mitzvah. Hechsher Mitzvah got schlugged up. Hechsher mitzvah got schlugged up because if Hechsher mitzvah, we held of Hechsher mitzvah, we would hold of even
Hara.
And we, because I mean, Hara is also Hechsher mitzvah, but we're saying that you need the avada, you need the mitzvah, except the definition of the mitzvah is not the kiyama mitzvah, it's a ma'isa mitzvah. It happens to be Rabbi Chanan. I don't know, did I send the Rabbi Chanan?
Yes.
So I think Rabbi Chanan says this. He says, you look at the Rabbi Chanan in the Kuntres Divrei Seifrim. He says, he brings a Minchas Chinuch in Ois Chav Dalin. So he asks a Kasha. And in Chav Hei he says, the after kiyama mitzvah rak belay the sabanim, mikol go maisa mitzvah mashemut adam lazos hu abia. The lay the bo achav me aleha b'nei shemayim. Uki agav the chosh shaper be'inda. The rabbiina in the kiyama mitzvah b'shas averis alosa yedesagi b'maisa mitzvah greida. Shemokim b'gmar bia chosh be'inda. Right, so I thought that's what Dov was saying. I just don't understand it so much because it's again, Tavis and Achari could have said better that it's not she's going to become pregnant. And therefore, it's not even a ma'isa mitzvah.
But the Rebbe Chanan
says,
"Kol ma'ase b'yadei lasos." Sounds like he would say, the way he's wording it, even if she would not become pregnant, Rebbe Chanan was still qualified as a ma'isa mitzvah. This is probably the only mitzvah.
It's hard to hear. It, what makes it a ma'isa mitzvah if it didn't bring about the mitzvah?
Because we have the person has. A person has bia and he gets onto Shamayim and he didn't have any children. Does he get any sign for that?
According to the Minchas Chinuch, he did not fulfill pruvu, but he tried. He tried. You know, you try and you get a scar for trying.
He did a mitzvah saseh.
He tried to do a mitzvah saseh. He did it. He did his mishtadas.
He did his part.
He did his part, and then that's. You know, Makshava told him it started from Ma'isa, and with Petra, when you did your Ishtadas, but he didn't do the mitzvah.
But when you're coming to decide whether you should be Daicha Lois Asay, so you know your Asay is more important than Lois Asay, so you have to do it. So you do the best you can. You do your role.
I don't know. I don't know. If you hold, you have to have Be'idna. just like he's saying, Heksha mitzvah doesn't make forbidna, even though you got to do it with that. But you know, it's not called beidna. So in order to be beidna, you have to have, before Rav Elchanan came along, you have to have the kiyum mitzvah. So Rav Elchanan is mechadesh. You have to have the ma'isa mitzvah. But I don't know. You give the suffix ma'isa mitzvah with the chayra. I don't know. That sound doesn't sound right.
If there's no din of bidna at all, would you say the same problem?
What?
Let's say there was no din of bidna at all.
So then it's all hechsher mitzvah. Like again, where we said there's no din of bidna.
Could you hear about Chanan's far better if there was no din of bidna, not hechsher mitzvah?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. I don't know. That's too hard for me. Too hard to think that went out.
To hear that means we hear that a person's attempt to do the mitzvah gives them permission to violate a law. Okay. Otherwise, there's no bidna.
I don't know if I hear that either.
The issue is not bidna. Okay. So the issue is, do you have the right to give up a vaday lav, to violate a vaday lav, and you're swinging the bat? You may or may not get a kiyum mitzvah. So could we have a chon holds? When you're approaching that situation, you take the higher goal. The higher goal is the assay. The lowest assay is lower. And you go for it, and you swing, and hopefully you'll do it. It's not in your hands to fulfill it, but you have to try to do what's going to lead to the highest end goal.
Okay, let's try and go over. I just want to get, especially because I'm lead, I want to try and get to remember. That's Rav Elchanan's answer. Rav Moshe goes a completely different approach. Another Rav Elchanan's answer is, when the way with Dovid like you, is that he's changing the rules of Essay Daichalosa say. He's saying that Enochinami, you got perfect shot in Pruvu Minchas Chinuch, but you don't have right shot in Essay Daichalosa say. You think that in order to be Daicha, you need a Kiya Mitzvah, you just need a Maisa Mitzvah. Okay, so I'm arguing with Dov, what makes something a Maisa Mitzvah? Okay, we're arguing. Ramosha comes along and says to the Minchas Chinuch that you got wrong shot in the mitzvah's pruvu. Very, very fascinating, Ramosha. Ramosha wants to say that every time you do a Gemar Bia, you get a mitzvah pruvu. Even if the woman did not become pregnant, you got a mitzvah pruvu. Finish. Hi, Chazal say you're not mekayim the mitzvah to have a boy and a girl. So Rav Moshe learns that the means is that the chiyuv, that's a shir. There's a mitzvah on you to have bia. Every time you have bia, you get a mitzvah. How long does that mitzvah last? So you have a boy and a girl. Once you have a boy and a girl, the mitzvah stops. But it's not shot. The mitzvah is a bia, right? So it's a very, very mamish when you're two opposite ends of the spectrum. According to the Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah is the result, not the bia. The bia is only a heksher. So the bia is a heksher. The mitzvah, every time you do a bia, you don't get a mitzvah. When do you get a mitzvah? When you have a boy or a girl. And according to the Minchas Chinuch, once you get a boy and a girl, I'm pretty sure this is true, that according to Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah continues every second after you have a boy and a girl. It's like the mitzvah is to have a boy and a girl. I have a boy and a girl. So I have the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, according to the Minchas Chinuch, you know, there's a kula and a chumra on each side. According to there's a Qumran, the Minchas Chinuch, that he's learning that the Bia is not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah in the Bia. The mitzvah is the result. But once the mitzvah is the result, so every, 50 years later, I say, hey, did you do the mitzvah? Yes, I'm doing the mitzvah. I have the results. I'm not doing it, but I have the mitzvah. The mitzvah is having the results. I got the results. When the child's born, you're not doing anything. You have the mitzvah. So a week later, you also have the mitzvah. What's the difference between when the day the child's born and a week later after the child's born? The mitzvah is to have the results. If chas v'shalom the child dies, then you lose the mitzvah. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. So the that's Guba where the Minchas Chinuch learns this from the fact that if the child dies, you lose the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is the result. Because now that you have the result, you fulfill the mitzvah. It's like there's a mitzvah to have a ksuva. So Kozman, I wrote a ksuva with the wedding. I have a ksuva, and I'm fulfilling the mitzvah. I have the ksuva. You don't have to, it's not the mitzvah, it's not to write the ksuva. The mitzvah is to be, when you have married to a woman, there should be a ksuva. As I were misake, and you shouldn't be married to a woman without a ksuva. So the mitzvah is to have a ksuva. The mitzvah is to have a bris milah, right? According to many people, every second a person has a bris milah, you make him a mitzvah. Right, that's the Gemara that David was in the bathhouse and he was sad and he was sad. He's Aram in Amitzvahs, and then he saw his mitzvah and he was happy. So the pshat is the mitzvah is there's not just, I mean, there is a mitzvah of doing a bris milah, that's a different mitzvah, but there's a mitzvah of having a bris milah. So according to the Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah is having children. So when you do a bia, you don't get a mitzvah. And after you have children, you get mitzvahs continuously. And Rav Moshe is pumfaket. The mitzvah is trying to have children, doing whatever you can do to have children, doing the bia. Having children is not the mitzvah. It's just that the Torah said the mitzvah is a pu'ula. The Torah said that once you have the children, the mitzvah's over. That's it. The end of the mitzvah. It's a very, very big machloikas.
Once they have kids, is there any mitzvah puravur more according to Moshe or the Minchas Chinuch?
According to the both, well, Pashup Shat, there's no mitzvah. There is somebody that says that every time you have a child, after a boy and a girl, you get a mitzvah kiyumis. But there's definitely no mitzvah kiyumis when they have a boy and a girl. But the question is, that the Gemara says that once you have a boy and a girl, then you have no chiyuv anymore. Could be there's a mitzvah kiyumis. That's debatable.
Once a Moshe, what was the problem? Why? Who cares if it's not a siyaches? He's doing a ma'isa mitzvah and that's it.
Because it's not a ma'isa mitzvah. Because the ma'isa mitzvah is to do a ma'isa that will bring about the results. The Torah wants the results, but the Torah can't be mechayiv you. According to Rav Moshe, the Torah is not mechayiv you the result because the result's not biyadcha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never mechayiv you the result. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah to do the ishtadlis. So that's your ma'isa mitzvah. Your chiyuv is to do the ishtadlis. It probably would carry over to many other mitzvahs. Is when you want to give staka, is a mitzvah to save the ani, or is a mitzvah to do the maisa to try and help him? You know, the atamad adam reyacha. You're the guy drowning. So is a mitzvah to try and save him, or is a mitzvah that you save him? So according to the Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah is he gets the result. Hashem wants the result. Shem wants the result, you have pruvu, children. Shem wants the result, the guy should be saved. Trying to save him is all hechsher mitzvahs. Everything that you do to try is all the hechsher
mitzvah.
What?
Maisa mitzvah, not hechsher mitzvah.
Can't hear you.
Maisa mitzvah, not hechsher mitzvah.
That's the rate of Avachanan's lashon. I don't know.
That's where he's quoting Avachanan now.
No. I said according to the I don't know. I skipped Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan is an outside. Rav Chanan is a different. Is like a little bit outside the box. The machlokes here between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rav Moshe is a very very. It's probably a shas machlokes. Is when the Torah wants a result. What is a mitzvah? Is a mitzvah? Do you get the mitzvah when you get to the result? Or Rav Moshe says, the Torah can't make the mitzvah the result because the result's not biyadcha. Torah is not going to say, you don't get the mitzvah until you get to the finish line. It's not maybe not biyadi to get to the finish line. So it's not fair. I can try it my whole life and I don't get to the finish line. I don't get a mitzvah. The Ramesha says that the mitzvah is to do your ishtadlis that's necessary to get to the result. So the mitzvah is trying to save the guy. The fact that it doesn't happen doesn't help. That's not your cheshbon. What?
What does it mean? Hayulo banim umesu lo kiyam mitzvah. Meaning, according to Rav Moshe, you were yotze the mitzvah when you did the bia, and that's right.
According to Rav Moshe, you get a mitzvah every time you do a bia because you're doing your ishtadlis to get the result. Even the woman doesn't become pregnant.
Okay. According to Rav Moshe, right.
Every
so if
time
a child dies, a bia,
you get a mitzvah, and that's why Taivis Asikasha. Essay should be Daichalosa say, because every time you do a bia, except he's saying the mitzvah occurs at the Gemar bia. But every time you do a bia, whether she becomes pregnant or she doesn't become pregnant, makes no difference. Every time you do a bia, providing there's no children yet, you get a mitzvah. That's till when there's a zman, till she has a boy and a girl. If you have a boy and a girl, then the mitzvah goes away. If the boy and a girl dies, then the mitzvah comes back again. So that's the shear when there is a mitzvah. But the mitzvah that you're fulfilling, the you get the mitzvah when you go ahead and do a bia, which has the potential to bring about the result that we want.
So if the child dies, the chiyuv comes back?
What? Yes, the chiyuv comes back because the Torah gave
the original chiyuv.
A shear that the mitzvah stops when you have a boy and a girl. Therefore, if the boy and the girl dies, so the chiyuv comes back. Not that you lost the mitzvah. Every time you did a bia, if you did 500 bias, so to speak, so you got 500 mitzvahs. If you did 1,000 bias, you get 1,000 mitzvahs. Whenever, every time you do a bia, according to a mitzvah, you get a mitzvah. Except that the mitzvah comes to an end when there's a boy and a girl. Once there's no more boy and girl, the mitzvah starts again.
Just in terms of the context of Tosfos, so we understand the kasha and teretz. Our problem was why Tosfos doesn't just say when there's a child. In other words, the kasha and teretz of Tosfos, we understand according to both of them why it's called Tosfos kasha was a seder chalas.
I don't understand. The minchas chinuch leaves Tosfos shver. The three people here. There's the Minchas Chinuch, there's Rav Elchanan and Rav Moshe. The Minchas Chinuch leaves Taisus Shver. The Minchas Chinuch is the Pashtus. The Pashtus is that the mitzvah is the result, and you get the mitzvah when you get to the result, and cause mind that you have the result, you have the mitzvah. The mitzvah is when the result goes away, if the child dies, then you lose the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is having this result, and so according to the Minchas Chinuch, the bia is not a mitzvah at all. Bia is only a hechsher mitzvah. Even the gemar bia is only a hechsher mitzvah. And once you have the result, then you're mekayim the mitzvah every second for the rest of your life, assuming that the child doesn't die, because you got the result. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem told you get to that result. I did it.
So Taisa should say, I say doicha, even all the hechsher mitzvahs. That's what Taisa should say, right, that they're all doicha.
The chinuch Taivis is shver, because the manashach of Taivis holds hechsher mitzvahs doicha, then even the harash mi doicha. If Taivis holds hechsher mitzvahs not doicha, then he doesn't have to say you don't get the mitzvah to gemar bia. Should have said you don't get the mitzvah till the boy and girl are born. So the minchas chinuch leaves Taisa sarachian. The Minchas Chinuch says Taivis doesn't make any sense. That's the Minchas Chinuch. Rav Moshe, very, very radical. It's a very radical Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe wants to revolutionize Pshat in the Mitzvah's Peruvu. And I suspect he's not only radicalizing Mitzvah Peruvu, he's radicalizing many other mitzvahs, where the mitzvah is because Hashem wants the result. And he says the Svara, Avada, if you ask for the reason of the mitzvah, because Hashem wants the result. But since that's not biyodeinu, so Hashem never gave a mitzvah to bring about the result. Because Hashem wouldn't give a mitzvah that's something that's not biyodeinu. That's not a fair mitzvah. It's not humanly possible to be in control of that. So the mitzvah is to try. The Gemara says that the boy and girl, That's only a time. When is there a mitzvah to try? Once you have a boy and a girl, the mitzvah stops.
What's not bidna?
What?
So what's not bidna?
So if it's gemar bia, it would be bidna, because the mitzvah is the doing whatever needs to be done to have a boy and a girl. So the gemar bia is what needs to be done. So that's a mitzvah. Ha'ara is only hechsher mitzvah. Ha'ara is not good enough. Daiche, according to the Taisis.
They're saying Taisis kasha was that the loisa say is the ara, and that's not. And that
Taisis didn't get into the in his kasha that there's a time gap. Taisis thought that the essay and loisa are happening at the same time. I don't know. He didn't think about it. But Taisis in his answer is pointing out that you can say essay daiche loisa, because the lose happens at the Ha'ara, and the essay is at the Gemar Bia. The current Rav Minchas Chinuch says, I don't understand you, Taisis. There's no essay at Gemar Bia either. So the Ramosha is saying there is an essay at Gemar Bia. So then there are three different shitas. It's very, very excitistic in that Ramesh and Rav Elchanan, and I'm sorry, Rav Elchanan is like a third, he's off on a third point. But Ramesh and the Minchas Chinuch are arguing when there are mitzvahs that Hashem wants the results, what is a mitzvah? Is a mitzvah to bring about the results? Or no? Hashem doesn't give mitzvahs to bring about results that are not biyadeinu to do. Especially by Pruvu, where a person can try his hardest and there's no way to bring about the results. It's not biyadeinu. So the mitzvah is to the ishtadlus. Right? In other words, if there's a patient on the operating table and the doctor has a mitzvah to save the patient's life, and lo aleinu, the patient dies on the operating table. So according to the Minchas Chinuch, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. You tried to do the mitzvah. You did your ishtadlus to do the mitzvah, but obviously you didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to bring about the result. You didn't bring about the result. You tried. You can shavat tayva mistar from Isa. This is better than makshavat tayva. This is even effort. But according to Rav Moshe, Pashas, he doesn't say it by the mitzvah of Simon Adam Reichot, but Pashas, the same Svara. The mitzvah is not to bring about the result. That's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can Hashem make a mitzvah that's not up to me? The mitzvah is to do your ishtadlus as hard as you can. The doctor did his ishtadlus as much as he could. He was mekayim the mitzvah of Simon Adam Reichot. The patient died. That's irrelevant. It's just like the lady didn't become pregnant.
Let's say it's Shabbos. So he's allowed to be over Shabbos to save somebody, even if the person can't be saved. So he has to do teshuva for violating Shabbos according to Minchas Chinuch.
I don't think that we're not mechado Shabbos for saving. The possibility is doicha Shabbos. That's bikuach nefesh. It's a different. That's not us essay doicha losa say. That's something else. That sounds like chayvahem.
I'm over the loisa say of Shabbos. I'm being madchid, the hochu, whatever you want to call it. I don't care about the results. It's my job is to save somebody.
Okay, that's a din. Because nefesh is doicha. But that way, but we're discussing the mitzvah of losama adam reyachol. We're talking about a particular mitzvah, whether you got the mitzvah or not. Anyway, Rav Elchanan is a third thing. Rav Elchanan is saying that the mitzvah's purview is like the Minchas Chinuch, but they got Ruam Chan essay Daicha Losa say, right? Rav Elchanan is coming from a different angle. But what I find very, very interesting is that the Minchas Chinuch and Rav Moshe have an argument in what's the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah the Maisa or the mitzvah result? There's a later in the Minchas Chinuch, and I'll get into Bikias But there's a famous Minchas Chinuch at the end of Hilchos and Priyavu, which is quoted all over the place, is that there's a shaila, you know, that there's a very big rule that mitzvah sriches kavana, which messes many people up because many people do mitzvahs without kavana. So the shaila is there exceptions to the rule of mitzvah sriches kavana? For example, by pruvu, person does pruvu, pasha many very people, they're not thinking of pruvu, they're thinking about other things. So are they mekayim the mitzvah approval? So Rav Elchanan says that in the Shitaso, that since the mitzvah is, when is there a concept of mitzvah sriches kavana? If the mitzvah is a maisa, so you have to make your maisa into a maisa mitzvah. Because, you know, this it could be you're blowing a shofar. So the question is, are you blowing music or are you blowing shofar? So you have to define your maisa as a maisa mitzvah. But if there's a result, so there's nothing to define. Hashem wants the result. If he wants the result, you got the result. There's nothing to define the result into a maisa. It's if you have to do a maisa, so then we have to define the maisa into a maisa mitzvah. But if you have to do a result, so then there's no chisvara of mitzvah sriches kavana. And this svara of the Minchas Chinuch is quoted by many, many people in many situations to get out of the svara mitzvah sriches kavana. Because they're saying that many mitzvahs, giving staka, saving a person's life, I don't remember even learning Torah, the mitzvah is Hashem wants the results. Wants you to be a Talmid Chacham. Hashem wants the ani to have money. Hashem wants to see the person to have the loan. You know, there many things. They're shaking a lulav, Hashem doesn't want the lulav shooken. That's not the result. But many mitzvahs, or mitzvah is the result. So, Rabbi, according to the Minchas Chinuch, there's this concept that mitzvahs are our result. We don't say mitzvah sriches kavana. But according to Rabbi Moshe, pashtus is not true. Because according to Rabbi Moshe, pashtus, there's no such thing as mitzvahs that are the result. Hashem doesn't make mitzvahs result because Hashem doesn't make mitzvahs that are not biyadcha. The mitzvah is a maisa, so you always need mitzvahs sriches kavana.
It's all totally in the result, Ramosha says. That's what we said before. It's totally the whole result. It has to come out that it could be misyaches. Everything is cheshbon.
It could bring the result.
I understand, but it's almost like we have to look at it as if the result would lead to happen. The Ebershul could, the bracha could be chal, whatever that is. But it's
you
all
have to
the result.
Do what you could do to bring about the result. So your chiyuv is to do a maisa. The Minchas Chinuch svara is that there's no mitzvah sriches kavana. Mitzvah sriches kavana is only to make a maisa into a maisa mitzvah. But over here, there is no maisa. But according to Moshe Adarabba, the entire mitzvah is a bia. The maisa bia is a mitzvah. So if the maisa bia is a mitzvah, so of course you say mitzvah sriches kavana. All right, it's probably a very, very big shas machlokes. I mean, I don't know who's the, you know, I don't know who we say the muktzik is, or Moshe or the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch leaves Taisa Shver. And Moshe, for it is, you know, is a little bit later. Minchas Chinuch is earlier. So I don't know where we go. The Minchas Chinuch is the Pashas. Most people assume, like the Minchas Chinuch, that the mitzvah, there are some mitzvahs that the mitzvah is a maisa, and there's some mitzvahs that the mitzvah is the result. The Minchas Chinuch says, whenever the mitzvah is the result, you don't say mitzvah sriches kavana. But Rav Moshe is basically saying that at least by pruvu and probably by most other mitzvahs, there's no such thing as a mitzvah is the result. Why would Hashem make a mitzvah result? That's not the yodenu. Don't give me a mitzvah what I can't do.
There is a result by Rav Moshe also. We don't have to see it in actuality, but there is a result.
There is no result. If the person has no children, they still got the mitzvah. Man had been with his wife 100 times, and the woman never gave birth to a child. And he still...
Only because conceptually that result...
100 mitzvahs.
that conceptually need that result to be able to happen, because by shivcha it's not misyaches. Rav Moshe would agree it doesn't happen.
He did what he could do, even if klapei shmaya gaya the woman was barren and she couldn't have children, but he didn't know that. So he did his maisa. He did his maisa. He tried. The mitzvah is to try. According to Rav Moshe,
I'm saying, so by shivcha when it's not misyaches, we don't say he got a mitzvah, right? So we're looking at some kind of result that could potentially
happen.
You have
to have a potential.
Oh, so that's a potential. It's almost like we look.
Try. If it's not trying, that's not trying. It's not trying.
I understand, but there is results involved. It's not pshat that the maisa b is.
No. I don't agree with you. You have to try. You don't need the results. Daftan nish aiftan. You know what daftan nish aiftan means? You know Yiddish, right?
Do
not accomplish.
What happened was, we went to Rav Hutner. I went with the Rav Hutner once spoke in the yeshiva on the altar's 50th yard site. Right before we went to Israel in 79, 78, I don't know when it was, 77, I guess. The altar's, it was in Nifter 27, so it was 77. So the Rav Hutner came, so then they asked Rav Shiva, or the Rebbe asked if guys could go visit him. So we were, a group of guys went to visit Rav Hutner. So he insisted, he spoke perfect English, but he insisted on mixing in words of Yiddish. He was makbid, as hashkafa. But he kept on asking us if we understood what the words meant. He said, if you don't understand the Yiddish, interrupt me and ask me what it means. So no one would have the audacity to interrupt Rav Hutner to ask him what it meant, because you were petrified, Rav Hutner, except that we had Aryeh Rodin, who was not bashful, and he kept on interrupting Rav Hutner and asking what words of Yiddish means. So finally, Rav Hutner started making kibitzing with him. So when you say in Yiddish a word, and like a very simple Yiddish word, he said, "No, you know what that one means." So he said the word "ton." "No, you know what that means." So Aryeh Rodin says, "Of course, daftan nish aiftan." So Rav Hutner said, "Ah, kai salamden." He knows the daftan nish aiftan. Anyway, it was very funny. Yeah, okay, we're over. So you people know the funny story at that meeting. At one of the meetings, Rav Hutner, Rabbits and Leibowitz sent a whole stack of pictures that they had of Sabaka, and she wanted us to ask Rav Hutner which was Rav Shiva had a brother, and Rav Shiva had an uncle, had a brother. Rav David had a brother, Rav Moshe, who died young, and she wanted to know if any of these people were Rav Moshe. Now I don't know why in the world she had asked Rav Hutner and she couldn't ask Rav Shiva. Rav Shiva grew up in Rav Moshe's house, but I don't know. Maybe she was too young, didn't remember. So she sent the pictures to Rav Hutner to ask him if this is any of them, is Rav Shiva's uncle. So, Herbie Jarab, Yitzhi Yayatek, and he shows the pictures from near at the end, we're leaving. And he asks him if one of the pictures, is any of the people here, is Rav Shiva's uncle. Rav Hutner said, "What? My uncle? I didn't have an uncle in Sabaka." And Rav Sviyoyo got very flustered, because when Rav Hutner starts screaming at you, you were petrified. It was really petrifying. Rav Hutner, you had to walk out backwards from Rav Hutner. You were very petrified when Rav Hutner. So Rav Hutner screaming at him, "What uncle? I don't have an uncle." So he didn't know what hit him. So he just kept on repeating it. Who do you want to know? The Rosh Hashiva's uncle. And this was gone for like 5 minutes. It was so funny. Finally, he says, "The Rosh Hashiva's uncle, Rav Moshe Leibowitz." And Rav Hutner says, "Ay, ay, ay, she's all mixed up. It's not my uncle, it's her uncle." She got it all, she's all mixed up. Okay. Anyway, it was very funny. But that was many years ago. Okay, anyway, so the very sides of our colleagues, I want to go by there. Tomorrow, I'll try and go a little further in this diocese, unless you people want to discuss this. I would recommend you look at Rav Moshe inside because he's very, very sadistic. But Pashas will go by to want to see the other Tiritzim. Okay, all right, Yishkoyach, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night.